Bring them back, Woods out.
Blog Talk Radio.
Europe. They've been waiting for this one right here.
Hey, yo, Chris, I see you, my nigga.
Prince, boy, what up?
Yeah.
Dre, what up?
Breadwinner, what up?
What you mean? This here's a problem. I'm headed to the top, yeah, my grind like a robber. Fuck a nightmare, what's a goon to a goblin? I'm back now, hater ain't a dude that can stop him. Getting money like football, too many options. Everybody say they the key, too many locks. If you need a couple of bars, you know I got them. 20 years up in this game, still I'm a problem. Everybody say they got bars, how many got them? I play for the team that I own, don't need a sponsor. Rap niggas still on my flow, man, they impossible. I don't mean what's under your bed, I've been a monster. Swag on point, if I see it, then I got it. Hit it and pass it to the homies, I'm like stock. Enjoy the album, this here's a top 10. Justice going down like bungees when I trap it. I ain't got shit to prove, really I'm dumb hot. When I'm in a booth, I go off, I'm like a gunshot. Where I'm from, loose lips slip and get your sunshine. Streets don't follow no rules, only a gunshot. Get money, that's the motto. Either that or I hit the lotto. You want beef, no earthquake. I'm not shook. It's a hammer poking out like a pop-up book. I've been doing me, pay them no mind. The problem is nowadays people don't grind. Leave them lames in they lame, give them no time. I'm back to work on these lame niggas, go time. I've been doing me, pay them no mind. The problem is nowadays people don't grind. Leave them lames in they lame, give them no time. I'm back to work on you lame niggas, go time. I've been out for a minute, now I'm back in the game. My aim on point, let's just say I'm jacking the range. Like Coinstar, I was steady stacking my chain. People change up quick, they ain't acting the same.
They phony though.
We chase dollars, hate never reaches. When you ballin', it's hard to hear them from the bleachers. Leave them sick, blow they rent on my sneakers. I'm the main attraction and I don't need a feature. I'm just trying to get my slice like a pizza. How you want it, metal or the plastic like a Visa? Watch me take over, hate to get ether. I twist reefer and I twist diva. Funny thing, now they all want the feature. I got the fans' hands in the air like a teacher. I told my chick I'm a leaver. I feel a cheaper if I leave her.
You know the shit.
Yo, what it do? Backwoods TV, we done hit the radio. Y'all already know what it do. It's your boy, Simi Sayonara. Shout out to For the Record Radio, my boy, Flock Geyser, my boy, King Kush Money. Y'all already know the vibe. Shout out to all my supporters, the followers. We here. We here, though. Straight up like that. What's going on, everybody, though? So, welcome to the show. Y'all already know what we do here on Backwoods. Home of the independent artists. We promote independent artists. We also promote black-owned businesses. You know what we do here. We promote everything. We get shit in. So you already know the vibes here. We're going to get into my first guest I got today, and they are a business host, and they are a really powerful person, and they are a blessing. And, you know, I think everybody should meet this person. So with that said, you already know. Let's bring that in, okay? Let me get my first caller. Caller, where you from and what's your name? What you do?
What's going on? This is Malika, Hungry Hustler. I'm from North New Jersey. I'm an urban clothing brand specializing in the Hungry Hustler label, and make book bags, hoodies, sweatshirts, t-shirts, anything you can name, I could do.
Absolutely. And I could vouch. I definitely have quite a collection of Hungry Hustle hoodies, so I could definitely tell y'all. So my first question to you, Malika, is, what made you want to start your own clothing line with so many competitive clothing lines already out, and also as well as people, you know, starting their own clothing lines over the last 2 years or 3 years?
Well, first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to you for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
To all my family that's listening, my wife, everybody. But what made me want to get into this clothing business is because, you know, everybody, it's room for everybody in this business. And also, I just don't want to work for nobody else. So I want to work for myself.
Understood.
It's time for our people to own our own things. And I was just inspired. I'm from the hood. I know about being out in the hood to get your money. Got to stay hungry
yes,
and man. Hustle. So that's why I came
Absolutely.
Up with the name.
And that name suits such a hustling, hungry person. Like, I'm not even mad at you. Like, that definitely suits,
Absolutely.
The brand suits your name. Like, you know, and, you know, once again, I commend you on, you know, starting, you know, a black-owned business, especially because it's hard. Like, and, you know, with everybody being such a competitive nature and everybody, you know, trying to do the same things and everybody pushing their brands and stuff, I see you working. I see you working, Ma. Trust
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
I see
I'm
you.
Trying, man. I'm out here. I'm trying, you know, trying to get my name out there. Got a lot of support from the family, some friends, you know, so we moving. I don't have no complaints thus far.
Callers, do not hang up. Do not hang up at all. Callers, do not hang up. Definitely, I understand. Do you have a social media, any type of way that the people can find you so that, you know, or do you do shipping, you know, is it a store or any way that you specifically get your merchandise to the customers?
Yeah, absolutely. I do shipping. I offer shipping anywhere. If you have an idea or a certain color hoodie with my logo, you want to match your sneakers, I mean, I'm pretty sure plenty of y'all follow Simi. So he always come up with the fire ideas to match his kicks. So I do all of that. Any kind of sneakers you want to match your hoodie with, I could do it. Also, I'm on Facebook, Hungry Hustler, and I'm on Instagram, _Hungry Hustler.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yo, I definitely, before we get out of here, though, I definitely understood just recently you were in Charlotte at, you know, an event hosted by, you know, numerous people, but mainly, you know, Natwan. And I seen you there with all your merchandise and you had some good clothing lines. How did it feel to do such a big event?
It was shout out to Chef Nate, you know, Hip Hop Bistro, that's the family.
Absolutely.
It was a great event. It was a great turnout. It was my first pop up. It was great. It was a great experience for my first pop-out. I had a lot of people supporting the brand, so that was great. You know, looking forward to doing many, many more.
Absolutely. And you know you family, so you always welcome on my show, whether, you know, for the record radio and we on the radio or we live with it on Facebook. You know you always welcome on the show. So before I get out of here, I just definitely want to thank my guests, Malika, for coming on here. And like I said, I'm definitely a supporter of, you know, Hungry Hustler. I have quite a collection. She vouched for it. You know, I'm a full supporter. You know, I love what she's trying to bring back and what she's trying to do. So y'all make sure y'all tune in and stay tuned with Malika because she definitely got a lot more coming for y'all. You'll see it in my cover pictures. You'll see it all. But, you know, thank you again, Malika,
yeah.
for coming on the show. And God bless
no
you.
Doubt.
And
one,
you know,
one more time, I want to get a name, spell it out for everybody. So it's Hungry Hustler on Facebook, HungryHustla, and on IG _Hungry Hustler again, HungryHustla. Follow me, you know, like, share. That's the support also.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Like I said, God bless you for coming on the show. Make sure,
no
you know,
problem,
I still got the 12 sitting. I need that hoodie for them 12s.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. You know I got you, man. It's in the works already. I got you covered.
Callers, don't hang up. I'm going to get to everybody. Just stay with me. We in here. Callers, I'm going to get to you. Hey, yo. So this is what we're going to do, Malika. We're going to go ahead. And also, my buddy Flock Guys and he's an XL and one of them Hungry Hustlers. It was just given to me, so he needs one of those too. We'll, you know, discuss that on other terms. But thank you for calling in, Malika.
We get together. No doubt. Thank you for having me, Simi. I'm going to stay on.
Absolutely. Hey, yo, Flock Guys, I don't think they know what it is. Give them that Trav the Assassin. Let me get that Trav the Assassin real quick to the show. We gonna bring my boy Trav the Assassin on. Plainfield's legend. This is how we get it. You know what I mean? So shout out to Malika once again. You already know what it is. I'm a firm supporter. Me and the fam support you. We got you. You know, here we have a motto. It's called We Got Us. And you already know this. So
yes, sir.
Let's keep this going.
Think it's a game if you want. Go ahead, faggot. Don't fuck with me, nigga, you heard what I said. Watch your damn mouth before you push me off the edge. It's gonna be a problem if you interfere my bread. All these fake motherfuckers got me on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge, man, I'm on the edge. I be trying to chill, but they got me on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge, man, I'm on the edge. Think it's a game and I'ma put your ass to bed.
Yo, let's get it poppin'. Lose not an option, I got this. AK long is a mop stick. You pop shit, then I pop shit. Get your top hit, strap up, pick cats up like chopsticks. Don't push me, pussy, I got screws loose. When I move through, your family gon' lose you. On sight, when we bump, it's going down, nigga. And if your niggas with you, they'll be on the ground with you. I'm extra tight, soft niggas acting hard now. Don't make sense, like a pregnant dyke. These niggas hopeless, my pockets is bogus. I'm focused, warrior stand tall, bogus. I want your head when I'm off the edge. I'm ferocious, and you can't swim with the sharks if you a goldfish. I play no games, I don't fuck with no lames. So stay the fuck out my lane, I got road rage. Don't fuck with me, nigga, you heard what I said. Watch your damn mouth before you push me off the edge. It's gonna be a problem if you interfere my bread. All these fake motherfuckers got me on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. I be trying to chill, but they got me on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. Think it's a game and I'ma put your ass to bed. If it ain't about money, I ain't with it. Nah. If you niggas want respect, then you gotta give it.
Yeah.
I be on go mode, never move timid.
Yeah.
Push it to the limit, to the day I'm finished. These niggas all weirdos, I see it in their character. Realest in America, every day of the calendar.
Yeah.
Don't compare me to them fraud guys. Cause if you think this shit sweet, homeboy, you're on the wrong side. We gon' snatch your ass up, take him for a long ride. Run up his crib morning time and get his home fried. Make a death wish for our wet shit. Pull it into your body and make it exit. You a non-factor, you don't even exist. I'm reckless, soon as you on my checklist. Nigga, I'm hanging on by a tight thread. So I advise you niggas, don't push me off the edge.
Don't fuck with me, nigga, you heard what I said. Watch your damn mouth before you push me off the edge. It's gonna be a problem if you interfere my bread. All these fake motherfuckers got me on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. I be trying to chill, but they got me on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. Think it's a game and I'ma put your ass to bed.
Yeah, buddy. That's my boy, Trav the Assassin. You already know. Shout out to Trav. That, you know, he got fire, bro. Like, big fan of him. Big fan. So what we about to do here, this is what we about to do. I fucks with people everywhere, my guy. I fuck with everybody. People know L.A. always been my second home. For anybody that know me, L.A. has always been my second home. So we about to take it all the way over to motherfucking San Bernardino. And I'm about to bring in on my next caller, which is my next guest. Coming straight from San Bernardino, California, I got my boy Whoopi in the building. King, what up?
What it do, though?
Hey, my guy, you already know the vibes. God bless you for coming in here, bro. You already know what we doing here.
Man, salute, man. I'm ready for it.
Hey, yo. So I just want to know something before we even jump into anything. You want to spit something for the people so they can hear where you coming from?
Oh, yeah. You know, what you want, what, like a freestyle or something?
Yeah, you can give me your hottest 16, your freestyle, whatever come off of your head, whatever you want to do it, brother man.
All right, let me see. Hold on real quick. Shut the door.
You don't need a beat either, brother man. I already know how you do.
Man, you already know. But yeah, I grew up as a you ready right now?
Yes, sir. You got it.
All right, for sure. I grew up in the ghetto. Bad kids, but we grew fast. Smashing in the G-Whip, praying that we don't crash. Hungry little niggas, do anything for that cash. Shots ring out. It be bullets in that white sky. Gang wars, hood beast, and they down the ride. Flashbacks about that shit got me traumatized. Sad song. The way we live was mad wrong. Yeah, man. Hold up, man. Look, you got me.
I already know what it is, my guy. I already know what it is, yo. So we going to jump straight into this. First off, bro, welcome back to the show because you was on my first segment of Backwoods. You already know the shit. Thank you for coming back, brother, man.
Man, you feel me? All top, man. That's nothing but love, bro. All
right, so we about to get into this interview. I'm going to ask you a few questions. You already know how it is. If you feel like I'm digging too deep or reaching too much, feel free to stop me in my tracks. No harm done.
All top.
All right, so this is what we're going to do, bro. I just want to know, like, I know you personally, and I know your style. I've been in the West Coast for, like, 14 years, and your style reminds me of Game, and the only reason why I say that is because he raps like he's from New York. Now, my question to you, what are some of your early East Coast influences? Because I already know you give respect to the West, and I already know that for a fact. But I want to know personally, what's your favorite few East Coast artists that influenced you?
Off top, you know, Dave East, Cassidy. I was a big Dipset fan back in the day. You know, the Cameron, Joel Santana. And then, you know, shouts out to them. But, yeah, it's a few heads, you know, I look up to out there because that's where it all originated from. So it influenced me to go harder and really write some lyrics for them.
I dig it. I got a question for you real quick, brother, man. Yo, you know what this song is real quick?
Yeah, man.
Hey.
That's the debut right there, man. I just dropped that video right there. That's that I'm ready, you know, telling the world I'm ready right now, man.
So go ahead and introduce that song for him, brother, man. Tell the world what your name is and the name of the song.
Yeah, that's your boy Whoopi coming up from San Bernardino, California. This the video right here, the song Tap In. It's called I'm Ready. It's out on all platforms. Let me know something, man. Tap In.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah. Told God he can have my soul, here, take it. That's all my life and my mama, I'ma make it. Pop's birthday king and every king need a lady. Shout out to my prince and my princess, they're my babies. Can't forget the sad bloody, I'm still going crazy. 90 baby music, but I'm speaking so 80s. Pay them no attention. Act like they got rabies. Beef, we get it poppin', then rise like daisies. San Bernardino nigga really grew up in that gutter. I always had bread, but now it come with the butter. My interests all gone, I can never love them. They wanna stay down, so now I fly above them. Everybody gotta grow, so I can never judge them. Can't let me go, flashback, I used to bug them. 777 flow, I might head to Vegas. Got protection on me if it get a little dangerous. Gamble with your life, boy, you better move cautious. Heart of a lion, but I act a little nauseous. Spiritual warfare, it's all about out your conscience. I've been in that rabbit hole, I swear I almost vomit. Now I'm on fire and I'm coming like a comet. And I know my worth, you better have a few commas. Can't say you're strong if you ain't never had a problem. If I show you love, you better know that I got you. Still smack noodles, but it's way more lobsters. Way more bush, still moving like a mobster. Working on my balance, but I'm known to get reckless. I've been getting money, you can tell by the necklace. I'm in a different realm, you can tell by the music. Play your role right, before you make that news clip. The Stacy had me dashing, now that boy clueless. Niggas come your bros, then turn into Judas. Until they get checked, now they know I do this. All these damn humans, I be rocking with the mutants. Playing with that devil, that shit gets spooky. Uncle was a role model, till he met Pookie. Still love that nigga, I remember he used to scoop me. Kept it clean back then like it's no dirt on Lucy. I stand tall, so tall, like I will never break. I stay fresh, so fresh, like it's time for a date. Drip down, drip drip like I come from the lake. This year, no games, y'all gotta deal with a crate. Living fossil, young football. Yes, sir.
Hey, my guy. My guy, my guy, you already know the fucking vibes up in here. We're home of good music, good energy, and good vibes. I hope y'all tuned in. I got my boy Wooty in the building. You already know the vibes.
Man, so yo,
that shit, yo, bro, one of my favorites next to the first shit you dropped when you was in the town. Like,
oh, yeah,
I
had
to fuck with you, bro. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dino Flow, you already know the vibe.
Man, off top, man. I appreciate that.
All right, I got one more question for you before we get out of here. And I also have, I want to give you a chance to shout out your social media and, you know, how people can find the music and they can keep tapping in with what you got going on. But first, let me go ahead and jump into the last question. Hey, yo, if you could work with any industry artist right now, past or present, and you only get one choice for the artist that you choose, whether East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, wherever, who would you choose for that collab?
I have to say Rick Ross.
My God.
Rick Ross. Yeah, Rose. Rick Rose, man.
He make hits. Yes, he does, sir. Everything he touch turns to a hit. So I ain't even mad at you on that one.
Yeah, he got the connects. He a boss, too. And everything he's saying is real shit. You know, he not leading anybody to poison. It's the greatness, and I respect what he's doing.
Absolutely. Before we get out of here, you want to go ahead and tell the people how they can find your music, whether social media, how they can tap in with what you got going on?
Yeah, just YouTube me, man. YouTube me. YouTube Whoopty. I got some videos on there. Like we were saying, Dino Flow, I'm ready. And then on my my Instagram, it's Young Poopa. Young, Y-U-N-G, and then Poopa, P-H-U-P-H-A. You can find me right there, man. Tap in.
Okay. That's what's up, bro. This your second time on the show, bro. God bless you for coming through, my God. But before we get out of here.
Yes, sir.
I just want to ask you one last question. Do you know what this is?
Yeah, man. Off top, man. So, yeah.
Man, introduce that banger right there, brother, man.
Man, this, you know, hard work pays off. This one of my early projects right here, exposing it to y'all. Y'all going to get it right now. It's called Soul Food, you know, so tap in. Let me know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely, brother, man. Yo, God bless you.
Vice versa, bro.
This is.
Yes,
whoop-de-whoop, man. Niggas talking about I've been sleeping. Yeah, man, y'all been sleep on me. They say I lost the vibe.
Oh, yeah.
I tell them, buckle up, it's gonna be a ride. Life's a jungle, you gotta know how to survive. When you worry about the next man, you will never thrive. Everything I do, make sure I take pride. These bars prehistoric, so ahead of my time. Start touching money, fell back on the crimes. I scream IE, cause I'm really from the nine. Flag bloody red like a glass of wine. Got a clip that's longer than your snaps and vines. Take a shot for them haters that's trying to stop your shine. When it comes to my name, I put my life on the line. But these niggas turn sour like they biting the lime. He wanted a Rolex, now he facing all that time. Thinking his boy was a hundred till he dropped a dime. When you chasing a bag, they try to come from behind. Snakes, I can tell how they hiss. They say life's a bitch, she fell in love with my kiss. Never take her serious, then I treat her like a trick. Overcame the poor, found a path to the rich. Self-made nigga, never depend on a chick. Then fuck the hoe, so she fagged on a pimp. If it don't make dollars, then it don't make sense. Niggas act like Pac, but really soft like Prince. It's real. This is? Yeah, man, I ain't never sleep, man. We been getting there 25-8, man.
Yes, sir.
If I do sleep, it's a cat nap. Or song. Man. Y'all lame-ass music y'all putting out, man. Stop playing with me. Yeah. I'm trying to go, they trying to box me in. Seen the opportunity and hit it on the chin. This flow is different, you better learn how to swim. It's my shot now when I'm focused on the rim. LeBron in the booth, yeah, I treat it like a gym. Keep balling on these niggas, yeah, I'm going for the win. Give y'all bars, free my inmates in the pen. I'm getting to this money, I get lost in the wind. She wanna be my girl, I'm like, we just friends. Start a relationship now, I'm focused on these ends. Steady speaking on the nigga, I ain't worried about them. My life's a movie, get ready for the film. Smile, they can't fuck with this soul. Sell it to the devil, I'm like, hell no. Had to crawl before I walk, knees and elbows. Had to sit for a minute, I'm talking jail clothes. Out of sight, out of mind, just like a scarecrow. Got my eyes on the target, just missing the arrow. Lot of gold on my body, just like a pharaoh. They wanna see me down and out, I turn it to Derrick Rose. If you see this flash, you better not pose. Been about my money, go hard on the hoe. Mix the drip with the bread and turn it into dough. Take my niggas out the hood and put them all on some boats. Real. I'm not playing, man. Stop disrespecting me, man. If you come for me, you better come right, man. Cause I'm coming 100%, man. It's not a game. It's not a game. I swear. Tell me. That Dino nigga. Y'all gonna learn today.
I'm coming for you all.
Yeah, Talk That Shit. I might even drop an album called Talk That Shit, Volumes 2, whatever. Cause y'all ain't fucking with me.
Nah, not a little bit.
I'm gone.
Yo, you already know the vibe. Shout out to my boy Whoopi. Welcome back to Backwoods Blog. Y'all already know. Shout out to For the Record Radio, my boy Flock Kaiser, King Kush Money. You already know the family. Shout out to all the viewers. You already know, callers, stay on the line. I am working to get to everybody. So, stay on the line, everybody. Let me get a caller right now. Let me go ahead and take a caller right now. Caller, what's your name and your biz? How you doing? So, if you was tuned in, make sure you call
for El Chini.
What's going on, brother, man? How you doing? Caller, are you there?
Yo.
Caller? Yo, what's going on, brother, man?
Oh, my bad. I thought you were talking to somebody else. I get confused because you don't say, you know, where we're calling from. I'm calling from New York 518. I'm Christopher El Chini, founder and creator of Worldwide Collaboration, the World Movement. Beyond thousands of movements and talents put together from all over the world. Shout outs to my boy King Kush Money. And For the Record Radio, also I wanted to give a shout out to Hustler. It was Hungry Hustler. Shout outs to them. Much love to them. I love their vision and everything they're doing.
Yeah.
Much love to you. Shout outs to you. I'm all about support. Supporting everyone, helping making the world a better place together. And that's what it's
absolutely
all about. You know, we got to change the world together, make the world a better place, bringing everyone together. We are thousands of movements all over the world that combine together as one movement world.
Worldwide Collaboration, Worldwide Collaborations LLC, the registered company. And I definitely love just calling, giving people shout-outs and things like that. So much love to all the listeners, everyone that's listening right now. I'm from New York, Christopher Elcini.
Shout-outs to my boy Chris, New York in the building. Y'all already know the vibes here. Hey, yo, Chris, do you have any, you know what we do on here. Do you have any requests for a song that you like? Any song you've heard?
I'm just vibing. We actually have our own social network website, www.cfam.com. It's pretty much like Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube, all in one place for artists and musicians, everyone to get together and do their thing on there, all in one platform. You can even add your own radio to there and add your website to it. And there's so much to do on there. It actually took me over 4 hours to make a tutorial on, you know, how to do things on there because we invested thousands of dollars into it as well. We also have over 17,000 stickers right now. We're going to be handing them out in the streets, and anyone will be able to get a sticker as low as a penny, pretty much. I'll be handing them out for free, but what we're doing with these stickers is we're going to help raise money for the homeless to help build homeless shelters all around the world because that's part of our mission is to help the homeless, give them a place to live, not just a one-night stay, not just 3 nights, not just a week, so they have a place to stay permanently. And that's one thing that we want to do is help them however we can, any way possible. And that's part of the worldwide collaboration vision. And so we're going to be handing out these stickers. So when we do, we'll be telling them, you know, you can get a sticker for free or whatever. But if you would like to donate, then it's going to help us to be able to help the homeless and to help build shelters for them as well.
Respect. And that's what it's about on this show. Like, we just try and spread positivity. You know, we want people to be greater, and we encourage people to be greater. And, you know, basically, that's what it is on this show. It's no negative vibes. You know, what we just got here, and I hope the viewers are listening and people, you know, call us, stay on the line. I'm going to get to you. But I hope the callers are listening as well. This man's a whole business. And this is what it's about on this show. It's about educating and, you know, trying to teach people stuff. So make sure all the callers, make sure y'all come in there and call 929-477-2425. Again, callers call in. That number again is 929-477-2425. You tap them with your boy, smoke them. But anyway, I want to give a shout-out to the callers. Make sure y'all tap in with what he's talking about. Cole, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just vibing, just listening. You know what I mean? So let's change the world together. I'm feeling to link up with everyone that we can and have them represent worldwide collaboration. Even if they have their own movement, their own radio, it doesn't matter because we all represent each other. We actually have a banner with over 200 different members, different movements and companies and talents and stuff like that, where I fully rock the whole clothing, pants, shoes, hat, hoodie, shorts. I got it all to help represent the other movements that are part of us.
Well, just know this. We on 7 days a week. You always welcome here. And you always got a place on my show as well. Like, I appreciate, you know, meeting you for the first time and you calling in with the support that you have. And it's always a blessing to know that what I'm doing is actually touching people and making a difference. And, you know, hopefully we can continue this wave and get more people on it and promote more positivity and not so much negativity. So I appreciate the caller. I thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I do truly appreciate it. Much love. And shout out to everybody out there doing the thing. Never give up. Stay focused. Stay motivated. And stay positive at all times, no matter what anyone tells you. Much love. Also, follow us on Facebook, Worldwide Collaboration. And
yes,
check
sir.
Out our website, www.cfam.com. Much love, brother. Thank you for having me.
God bless you, brother, man. I appreciate it. And that's what it's about here on Backwoods TV. Y'all already know the vibes. Hey, yo, Fly Guys,
yes,
go ahead and drop that for them. Okay. I tried to tell y'all niggas.
Oh, yeah.
How can I not be the best? Every year my style go my bars like a Tia Pet. Timmy been killing shit, how can I not be a threat? Niggas big dogs now, I guess I gotta be the vet. Yes, I been rhyming, rappers still lying. I got 20 years in, what you implying? Cowards still snitching, niggas still crying. Money still coming in, yes, I'm still grinding. It's time to give them metaphors, I'm back in my element. Fuck a label, I'm out the trunk like an elephant. I stole my whole style, and now I'm doing embezzlement. You owe me, show me the money, I'm like a settlement. Opinions like haters and y'all both been irrelevant. I ain't got shit to prove, I rap for the hell of it. I'm calm, but I still grab a pussy like the president. Cause I don't give a fuck like women when they celebrate. I'm the best with this rap shit, yes I am. I got a flow like a pork chop cause I go ham. If I'm not up in your top five, I be damned. I'm forever hot, really I don't need no can. I'm back to work, I'm all on my job. So many metaphors, people like, oh my God, I'm the best with this rap shit, yes I am. If I'm not up in your top five, I be damned. Yo, it's time to show the world, I don't play no games. I'm too grown for the kid shit, no Lego games. But you can meet my toaster, no Eggo lane. If you cowards want the sauce, I'm the Prego man. People talk that big shit, but they small as a house. Still sleeping on me till I rip them off of a couch. I took over Cali quick, even floss in the south. I ain't even in the building, but I'm all in the house. Yeah, I'm short, but my dreams tall as a house. No gossip, ask your chick, I'm all in the mouth. No king of middle fours, but you can let them know I said it. All that dick rotting going on, niggas should be pregnant. You don't gotta like me, I remain my biggest fan. Ain't that a beaver, that mean I don't give a damn. Losing ain't an option, winning always in the plans. Yeah, I'm on my shit, ask Martin, I've been a man. Real bars, all fat, back to work, no hard hat. I've been riding for a while now, so you should check your car back. Lord Beth, I'm all that. Sneak this, I saw that. I'm up in the booth, in the booth where I left my bomb at. Fly shit, no cockpit, back it up and I pop shit. So who up in your ear, cause you as fly as the ostrich. My stunting is belligerent, swag kinda ignorant. My attitude is pampered, really I don't give a shit. I'm the best with this rap shit, yes I am. I got a flow like a pork chop cause I go ham. If I'm not up in your top five, I be damned. I'm forever hot, really I don't need no can. I'm back to work, I'm all on my job. So many metaphors, people like, oh my God, I'm the best with this rap shit, yes I am. If I'm not up in your top five, I be damned. Yeah, buddy. You already know the vibes. Shout out to my boy, King Kush Money. Shout out to my boy, Fly Gaza. Shout out to, you know, the viewers, the people. Y'all the reason why I do this. You know, I appreciate everybody coming through. You know, I appreciate it. Shout out to Whoopty, you know, the great artist. That's what I'm talking about, though, yo. We got some good artists, like, for real. So, yo, this is what we about to do. I'm about to bring another entrepreneur, another black business owner, another close personal friend of mine. I'm going to bring him to the show, and I'm going to let him talk about what he's doing. And we're going to let him holler at y'all. Caller.
Hello?
You on?
Yeah, I'm ready. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, my guy? Tell the people your name and
what's
what
up,
you do.
Bro? Hey, man, my name's Lupe. I'm from Jersey, Plainfield. You know, I got a clothing line out. it's taking off. Now, I mean, it's about fashion. Lupe means love, unites people everywhere. You know, this is what it is. It's about black movement, the culture. And I'm out here moving, man. I like what you're doing, and good luck for letting me get the chance to get up on this platform, bro.
Absolutely, absolutely. Shout out to Lupe Clothing Line. Y'all make sure y'all tap in with that. That
could,
shit is
you
fire.
Could,
I seen
you could tap,
Fresh Fit on the book earlier.
On Instagram, on Young Early Entertainment on Instagram, my website is still being worked on. You know, I really just took it off, but it's my everything, yo. This is my baby right here. This is what my kids is going to eat off of in 20 years, bro. You're now looking at the next Ferragamo or next Off-White.
That's
my mentality.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm just out here, bro. Like, I'm out here. I'm everywhere. You need deliveries, I can send it to the mail. If you in Jersey, I'll drive to you. You know, and the love
that's
is crazy,
right,
bro. I'm going to be honest. I was kind of took an off from the love and the support from everybody. I kind of underestimated myself. You know,
well, that's what you can do.
Yeah, and I think that, like, that kind of pushed me. You know, just made me go harder because, like, what I was doing, I was just trying, like, you know, you'll get compliments and you'll do a good job, but it's certain people, you know, that I need the attention to. Like, when you hit me and, like, yo, I like this, I'm like, that's what I need. Cause that's what pushed
absolutely
me. Then I know if I got your attention, I can get somebody else's attention.
Absolutely, brother, man. See, you know, like I said it at the beginning of 2021. It's gonna be the year of the black entrepreneur and minorities in general, because it's so many businesses being open and a lot of black owned business, and it makes me proud as an African American man to see my brothers actually taking that initiative to step up and say, you know what, I want to work for myself and I'm going to be successful at it. So with that said, I just want to ask you a few questions, you know, dig a little bit and find out a little bit about you and your brand as well. My first question to you would be, what made you one day just say, you know what, I got a vision with this, and I know this is what it's about to be, and I'm about to make this happen. What made you get into the whole line of clothing? Because as we both know, it's a very competitive nature.
Very, very. Just the culture, period. Like, I think it always been in me, like, just wanting to put a thumbprint on the culture. And I just wanted to leave something on. But, you know, the name Lupe came from the way I used to dress. And it kind of was, you know, it was where I'm from, when they call me Lupe, meaning, like, I'm dressing different. It's a nice touch, but it's not what everybody else is wearing, you know, and it kind of stuck with me. And I think the name just fit great. It don't really tell you who you getting your clothes from, because the name Lupe, you don't know if it's Spanish or Italian or whatever, you know what I mean? And I really wanted to leave something for my kids, man.
That's respect, you know, as an artist myself, that's definitely what fuels me, you know, to get up every day and, you know, whether the 9 to 5 or pushing the energy to go to the studio and do a show, man. I swear my kids definitely get me through the moments, so respect to you on that, brother, because we all know as parents, the kids is the biggest push. You know, next to you, you know, but, you know, I definitely respect you on that. And my second question to you is, how do you feel now that your clothing line just took off the way it did? I remember when you started, bro.
Yeah, yo, I'm going to be honest, bro. It feels good to see people with it on. And it feels good to see, like, you know, I bumped into some little kids that I was trying to take a picture, but I had my mask on. They was looking at me crazy, and then I took my mask off. They the girl kid's like, "Yo, that's Lupe." He did the specials, bro.
Yeah.
It was cool though. Bro. Yeah, it was cool though. Like, you know, and you know, I'm moving through the state right now. Like, I'm on the ground, just trying to get my brand out. I like when people say they feel good when they wear my clothes, man. It's just. Yo, if all of us was to stick together as the black people, it would be no more Gucci, no more Ferragamo, no more Louis, no more Chanel, because we can provide that kind of style. You know,
yes,
and if we would just stick together and just really, like, you know, that black dollar is the most important thing.
coming. This is what we doing. Callers, hold the line. We gonna do this a little different, callers. Just because I'm for the people, we gonna jump straight into the callers after this segment. We gonna jump straight into the calls, and we gonna play maybe one or two songs and close out. So, you know, but definitely respect that, brother man. Like I said, you know, I'm in a competitive, you know, type of career myself as far as, you know, being an artist and, you know, with everybody rapping. But before we get out of here, my guy, and it's always a blessing, make sure you send me something for my Jordans. You already know.
Yours in the mail. Your ones, like, it's coming in the mail, man. It's going to be there, man. I love the way y'all support and love you show, bro. And the all the listeners out there, they can just follow me on Instagram at Young Early ENT.
You want to go ahead and state your social media and where the people can find you at before you get out of here, whatever. You tap in with anything going on. Y'all can follow them on my page, too, but tap in on your own.
Tap in, man. Follow me. I'm on Instagram as Young Early ENT, YOUNGEARLYENT. I'm on Twitter as Lupe, at Lupe. And I'm on Facebook as LaShawn Brown. You can just tap in, see my work, and, you know, support the movement, man, because I'd rather for these people to be part of something before you take over the world.
Absolutely, bro. Yo, I want to thank you, Lupe, for coming on the show, and you already know that it is viewers. Y'all tap the fuck in with that motherfucking clothesline. Y'all tap in with Hungry Hustle. You got two hungry business people on here, and they trying to give something to the people, so don't take that for granted.
That's just so 100.
I want to say thank you, brother, man. You already know anytime you got any announcements, anything, or you just want to promote the brand, you always family to come on the show.
No doubt, bro. Good looking, bro. I'm tapped in. I'm listening.
Absolutely, brother, man.
All right, peace, man. Thanks for the opportunity, man.
God bless it. Y'all heard it from Lupe himself.
That's right, man. Follow me on Instagram.
Yo, shout out to my boy Lupe with the clothing line. Y'all make sure y'all tap in. I done seen some shit. He got some fuego. I was about to buy the outfit he had on earlier right off of. I'm just kidding, though. Hey, yo, we going to jump into the calls. Y'all already know how we doing. We straight to the calls. That's how we doing it. Caller, state your name, where you're from, and what you do.
Yo, what's going on with you, Simi?
What's going on, brother man? Who am I talking with? State your name and where you're from.
Yes, sir. It's your man, King Chris Money in the building, man. BKAKA, Mr. Seattle. What's going on with y'all, ladies and gentlemen?
Absolutely, brother man. It's a blessing, man, to have you on my show, brother man. I want to thank you for the opportunity initially, you know, to get on your show, and shout outs to Flock Guys for getting on his show as well. Like, y'all really started a movement, brother man, and, you know, I haven't been able to reach out to you lately to be able to, you know, touch bases with you, but I definitely want to tell you and Flock Guys that God bless on what y'all doing, and you inspired me to be able to do what I'm doing right now for the people.
Oh, man, shit, that's what's up, man. No question, man. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you too, man. You know what I'm saying? For supporting the team for the record radio, you know? Right here for Independent Artists Matters the Most, man. And shout out to, you know, Relly Rock, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing you through. Let me know about you and all that, man. You know? Just look at that. We just some dope artists. Independent artists that's out here that's on the brand. You know what I'm saying? With Major Shine. You know? So... yeah, man, let's get it, man. King Cash Money, man, every Wednesday night right here, 6 p.m. West Coast time. We got the control room. You got some calls in and control the last 15 minutes of the show. We have a lot of fun playing up with dope independent artists, such as my guy Simi right here, man. He's a dope artist.
Yes,
man. And he got an album coming out, too, man, July, man. Y'all peep that. But make sure y'all stay tuned with your boy King Cash. Indeed, man.
Yes,
got Joan in the building this Wednesday coming up, so y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in for that. Joan coming in the building. Shout out to Mr. Boss Player. Yeah, what's up? We in the building. Let's go. Mindstorm.
Yes, sir. Before I jump into something real quick with you, Kush, shout-outs to the viewers. Y'all wondering, you can find all my music on everywhere. Back to Work, the number 2 instead of T-O. Back to Work, part 1 and 2 are out on all platforms, as well as part 3 in the works. We working, brother, man. Now, King Kush, you already know I took a trick or two from you. You already know what this is, brother, man. So we about to do it like this. You got any requests? A song you done heard that you just want people to tap in with and vibe like you was? You got any requests?
Man, already, man. Shout out to you, man. Keep doing your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? No Backwoods, you know what I'm saying? TV show network right here, man, for the record radio. Shout out to my guy, Sammy, doing a marvelous job, brother. And let's see, who I want to hear tonight? Who we going to let shine tonight? Shout out to Flock Guys, man. Shout out to Haley the Great. Shit, why not, man? Why not me? Let the king shine, man. King Touch Money right here, Undefeated King, right here on my guy, Sammy Show. Let's go Backwoods. Yeah.
Yes,
that's what I was when I got that green. You know what I'm saying?
You already know. You already know.
Spin that shit, man. Let's go.
Whoever said you couldn't make it is a goddamn lie. All you gotta do is dream it, have some heart, take a try. Ever since I was a kid, I had a passion to be fly. And I never was afraid to look a nigga in his eye. I am on a mission, so every day I'm in the zone. Ever since I was a kid, I was in the mind zone. From having big dreams with the beans, with the chrome, I just had to keep the patience if I wanted to get it on. But the king was impatient, so it took me out my zone, causing me to be depressed and also moving back home. My mama just cried, cause I wasn't myself. I didn't need no help, wanted to help myself. But that shit only hurt me, causing me to go fever. Mentally a dark world, I'm faced with the Grand Reaper. My mama said, no, I ain't with this mess. She took the king to get help, and that was the best step. I'm an undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm an undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm an undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm an undefeated king, I still reach for the crown. I'm an undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm an undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm an undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm an undefeated king, I still reach for the crown. I was faced with the demons, but them demons pump fear, causing me to be shook. Man, I couldn't even stare. All I wanted to do was just sit in the corner. Was afraid of the world, so mentally in the coma. Would not even speak, cause I felt they was against me. Would not even eat. Man, the king was so skinny, but I felt something bigger on the greater inside. Man, that feeling in me might have saved my life. I wanted to be great, so I started facing fears, but it really did hurt me. It was so many tears. I stuck my chest out and moved through the stormy weather. It cannot keep worse, it can only get better. Now look at me now, 11 years going strong. Now you can't tell me that I don't deserve the throne. I picked up this pen and hoping not to save a life. The first time you fail, do it again, you get it right. I'm an undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm an undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm an undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm an undefeated king, still reach for the crown. I'm an undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm an undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm an undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm an undefeated king, I still reach for the crown. I'm an undefeated
king. Shout out to my
I'm undefeated.
Yeah. I'm the undefeated. Yeah. Hey, y'all already know the shit. Y'all already know the vibes. Backwoods TV. Shout out to For the Record Radio. We going to jump straight into my next callers. Caller, what's your name and where you from?
Hey, this is DG. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
How you doing, mama? Thank you for tuning into the show and welcome to Backwoods TV.
Thank you. How are you? I'm good.
I'm doing blessed, mama. I'm out here just trying to, you know, live the dream. That's about it.
That's right. Where are you at?
I'm located currently in North Carolina. I'm originally from New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yes, ma'am. So what you think about the show tonight? I noticed you've been tuning in. I've been working diligently to get to everybody in a timely fashion.
Yeah, honestly, I'm really happy you had such a large amount of guests. It was guest after guest after guest. So that's always good to hear people's story and to hear what they're trying to do. And you know what I mean? You provide a platform for people to shout themselves out and you give a spotlight for them. And I think that's really dope.
You know, honestly, the idea was given to me because the opportunity was provided to me through King Kush Money and Flop Guys, and they definitely provided me the opportunity to get on the radio for the first time and actually have my voice heard and, you know, to be able to put some of my music out and get people to see what I was working on. And it was such a blessing. And when I started, you know, accumulating a little bit of a crowd and, you know, a nice amount of promotion, I figured what's the buzz if you don't give back to help people.
That's right. What you put out is, you know, part of what you receive too. So I think that's a really good way to view things. I like that.
You know, it's definitely, you know, we just, you know, I'm trying to, you know, provide the artists and, you know, just owners in general that it's a place where you come and you can not be judged and you can get your music heard or your business heard. Like, I'm trying to start a revolution to where everybody get together and just get off their, you know, negative vibes and everybody just start opening up and collaborating. That's pretty much what I want to do is ways for artists in the music business to collaborate with business owners that own clothing lines because they're looking for people to wear their clothing lines. And, you know, I know some talented people who work hard creating clothing lines, and that's pretty much the idea I got from, you know, just observing Kush Money and Flop Guys.
Yeah, that's a good combination of shit. I mean, they complement each other well, you know? Clothing line and an artist, I mean, it goes hand in hand. It definitely can. I like that.
Absolutely. Callers, do not hang up. I'm going to get to you in 1 second. You know, that's just pretty much what it is here, you know, all positive vibes and loves, you know. And that's what I'm trying to accumulate, you know, and hopefully encourage more people to come on the show. So if you yourself have a business or you're an artist or anybody you know as well, they're more than welcome on my show. My show is every Thursday on For the Record Radio and every Friday on Facebook Live via IG Live, et cetera.
Yeah, okay, dope. 2 times a week, huh?
Yes, ma'am. So, you know, what we're doing here is vibes. We're trying to get it going. But is there anything that you do that you want to promote or, you know, tell the people about?
Yeah, actually, I'm an artist. So I rap and I do hip-hop. So I'm just out here in Phoenix, Arizona, just really trying to get it going and vibe out and have a lot of people vibe out with me. I was actually been doing it for quite some time, but I just dropped this song called Sweat that everybody should definitely check out. So you can find me on like social media, YouTube, iTunes under DG. That's DEEGEE. But yeah, you could have my new song up there and a bunch of other music too.
Okay. Well, you heard it yourself, people. make sure y'all hit this young lady up. She definitely, you know, hopefully I can get her on the show to introduce some of her music. You know, I would love to have that happen. You know, you're always welcome here to this show. You know.
Thank you.
Is there anything you want to say to the people, sweetheart, before I get out of here?
Yes. Everybody have a blessed night. Take care of yourself. Make sure you stay humble. You're never too good for the next person. Remember where
Absolutely.
You came from. And, you know, everybody just stay positive out here.
Definitely, I'm going to encourage you to follow me on Facebook. You know, I'm definitely looking for collaborations as far as female artists. So, you know, that's a possibility right there in itself.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on, too.
Absolutely. Okay. I appreciate you coming on here, sweetheart, and you have a blessed one.
Thank you. You too. Good night.
Y'all already know the vibes on here. Shout out to my callers, yo. I appreciate all the love on the first show, man. It's more than I can appreciate. Like, thank God to everybody. You know, I do have one last guest for the show. I'm not going to introduce him. I'm going to let his music speak for itself. You already know the vibes. We're going to do it like this. We're going to jump into this next banger. And I'm going to end this last one with my interview of the night, the final for the last, one of my personal favorites. So y'all stay tuned in, Backwoods TV. Yo, Flock guys, let me go ahead and get that. Make sure.
It's Christ, nigga.
Where you at, Michael?
We going through a lot of shit, car.
Choke.
People telling me they think I'm gonna lose it. Hey, shit been crazy lately, I've been going through it. Ay, I just bought a brand new Glizzy and I'm about to use it. Ay, and when niggas see me, man, I know they ain't gonna do shit. Ay, shorty said she got a man, but she can't prove it. Ay, especially the way she pussy poppin' to my music. Ay, I just want the world and everything that's included.
Uh-huh.
My life is the motion picture, every day's a movie. Every day I wake up, I thank God that I'm ballin'. Talking mind over matter, steady climbing that ladder. Bad bitch in the bed, I think she need a morning after. Cause last night was amazing, now on to the next chapter. My man caught another case, my uncle bought a large estate. The plug hit me up like, cuz, time for you to get a larger plate. I had to make a few runs, my work never done. Had to holler at my kids, make sure I tell them what it is. Damn, I really miss pops, but I still got no love for the ops. Cause they just be capping, but I'm really rapping, you think it's a game till it stops. I got homies on the east, got homies on the west. They love me everywhere I go, hate is something I can never digest, no. People telling me they think I'm gonna lose it, hey. Shit been crazy lately, I've been going through it, hey. I just bought a brand new Glizzy and I'm about to use it, hey. And when niggas see me, man, I know they ain't gon' do shit, hey. Shorty said she got a man, but she can't prove it, hey. Especially the way she pussy poppin' to my music, hey. I just want the world and everything that's included, hey. My life is a motion picture, every day's a movie.
You already know it ain't his first time around. He's back in this bitch again. I had to bring my man back. So yo, Fly Gaza, I need you to get my call. Let me get my last call of the night. You already know the vibes. Backwoods Stevie. Caller, are you there?
I'm here, cuz. You hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My guy. My guy.
Hey,
my guy. Welcome
my
to the motherfucking show.
You already know the shit. What's good with you, bro?
Happy man, I'm the air vibe, bro. Absolutely, bro. It's always a blessing, you know, here. You already know what we do here on this station. We all support.
For
you
sure.
are a fan favorite of my first show, as well as my first guest, Whoopi. Y'all were fan favorite along with Trav the Assassin. So it's only right
okay.
I listen to the fans, and I bring my peoples back.
Fact. Appreciate you for having me, bro. Boy, appreciate you for having me, bro.
So, my
What's
guy,
good,
yo.
Though? What's good with you? Yeah, talk to
man,
me.
Man, I'm telling you, bro, we're getting ready for this show on Tuesday, my guy. About to act up again. Hopefully, you don't break another stage.
That's crazy. Nah. Tell them they got bad back off the stage. Let you be great, bro. You know what I mean?
That was the people in the audience along with our people. Like, everybody got hyped off the song. Shout out to you because they don't know you on the remix. They don't know that, though. But we going to keep that on the hush real quick.
They going to find out soon, Con. You know what I mean?
They don't know. You want two cuts of the album and the remix. They don't even know it. But we going to leave that for another day, yo. How you feeling, my guy? And I just heard that song. What the fuck?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that shit crazy, bro. I got a whole song to that. You know what I'm saying? That shit called, you know what I mean, movie. You know what I mean? Like, my life is a movie. You know what I'm saying? So, that shit gonna be crazy. But that shit gonna be on the up-and-coming project that I got, Pain is Pleasant. You know what I'm saying? No official date yet, but it'll be out this year. You know what I mean?
I know that's right. I heard a couple cuts off so far.
Say that again, bro.
I've heard
breaking up. Oh yeah, man. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to work, bro. Trying to, I mean, stay productive. You know what I mean? Under the circumstances of the fuck shit that's going on in the world, but you know what I mean? All gas, no brakes, man. That's my motto. So that's how I'm
absolutely
coming, bro.
Keep inspiring, brother, man. Because definitely, people like me pay attention to it. And you know, I always tell people, it fuels me to, you know, get better and keep going and doing what I'm doing and go stronger because, you know what I mean? Like I am, you are as well. So
right.
You already know
right,
the motivation,
you
right? Babies.
Right. As you should, bro. You know what I'm saying? You got to just keep working, my
nigga.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
that's a fact, though. Yo, this
I got
this,
two
this,
questions.
The radio station, though? Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
That radio station shit is a situation for you, bro. I just want to, you know, commend you on that, by the way.
God bless, man. You know what I mean? I definitely share the blessings back with you because you came on the blog originally on Facebook. You helped make my blog what it was. So, you know what I mean? Give yourself credit that I'm here as well as yourself credit that you're here because, honestly, you made it happen. It took good shows for the record and them to see the potential and what I could do and what I could be with this show. And it took good artists like you to trust me for doing this show and, you know, just trust me that I got y'all to do what I said. So, you know, I appreciate it. You know, I just got two questions. So ran a little late.
Go ahead.
You know, I extended the show for you, brother, man. That's the love. We extended the show for you, brother, man, because –
Yeah,
you know,
appreciate
here
it.
You got a home, brother.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it,
so I got two questions before we get out of here and we get you your social media, how people can find the music and stuff of that nature. You know, how you feeling about this Pain is Pleasure album, man? I've seen the post on it. I've seen the sneak previews in the studio. How you feeling?
Yeah, man. This is actually my first solo project, like a whole project. You know, I was my man was in a little tandem group. You know what I mean? Like my whole rapping career or whatever. So, I feel really inspired by it, bro. Like because it's really all of the pain and the vibes I've been dealing with. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like the people are really gonna appreciate it. And if they don't. Fuck them, it is what it is, because I know I love this shit, you know what I mean? But the ladies gonna love it, the homies gonna love it, your auntie may love it, your uncle may love it, like, it's really some shit, like you could put it in a CD player, put it in, you know what I mean, put your headphones in and just vibe out, you know what I'm saying, like, real talk, so I feel great about this shit, bro.
I'm glad, yo, and I'm honestly proud to say I actually, one, took part in, you know, a song or two on there as well as got to watch you create it because, yo, it's been a long time. And like I said, you know, I know the situation as far as that. And, you know, I was part of a long time group as well. And, you know, solo and doing your own thing when you know him for being in the group is a hard thing, brother, man. I know the vibes on that. I could personally empathize with you on that because I already know how that feels. So, you know, I commend you and keep working, bro. Like, for real, like, you inspire people and you don't even know it. So keep working, like, and them two handsome fellas you got is motivation, brother.
Yeah, appreciate that, bro. Real talk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My second and final question to you is, it's off the music, bro. It's off the music. Hey, yo, what was it like watching your two boys go at it? Hey, yo. I was at work. I dropped my plate of food.
Yo, honestly, bro, it's a blessing. Like, you have no idea, bro. Like, just watching my son, just, you know, my kids, you know, I got two boys and two girls, bro. You know what I mean? And
yes,
both my sons are big. Both my sons is bigger than me. You know what I mean? But just watching them, like, out in the front yard, like, slap boxing, just reminds me of, like, how me and my little brother was. You know what I mean? And my little brother was bigger than me coming up. You know what I'm saying? Which is crazy. You know what I mean? But that shit is like, I just got to thank God, bro. Like, I'm here to witness that, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of motherfuckers can't, you know what I'm saying, say that. So,
yeah.
That shit is a blessing, you know what I mean? Real talk, bro.
Yeah, man.
I
had to jump off the subject of music because, man, that shit, yo, I was laughing so hard at my desk.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, that remind me and my little Cuddy when we was growing up. That was... You already know the way playing field, slap boxing and cracking.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, niggas don't throw their hands no more. Like, on some slap boxing, just walking down the street, like, yo, man, let's tap real quick. I'm talking about the whole strip. Like, you be tapping from stop sign to stop sign. Like, and you may get put.
you may get
your glasses knocked off your face. But, you know what I mean? But that was protocol coming up when, you know what I mean, back in the day.
Yo, that shit was hilarious. The older one looked just like you.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, everybody be saying that shit.
But, yeah, you know,
everybody be saying that.
Kids are definitely a blessing, brother, man. But before I get out of here and end the show, is there anything you want to tell the people that they don't know already that I don't know?
Yeah, listen, I'm a nigga from Plainfield, you know what I'm saying? I'm a 60s nigga from 700 block in Plainfield, New Jersey. I rap,
yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Check me out on IG. I am the real CTK. I am THE real CTK. Check me out on Twitter, the real CTK. Check me out on SoundCloud. The real CTK. Check me out on Facebook, Chris CTK Trawick. That's TRAWICK. You'll find all the vibes. You'll tap in with me. I'm a social media figure up and coming. So fucks with me. You know what I mean? My man Simi got the vibes. It's my guy right here. So y'all will hear from me soon. You smell me?
So we're going to do it like this, bro. Before I jump into this last song, I'm going to let my guy end it. I'm not even going to say nothing, yo. God bless everybody, but I'm going to let my mans end this one.
Oh, man. This song for the ladies right here. Fucks with me, man. It's for my ladies, yo. Top five.
Yes, sir. So go ahead and flock, guys, and give me that banger. Yo, I love everybody. God bless. Peace and love to everybody. Yo, y'all stay motivated, stay hungry, stay hustled. Make sure you stay fly with Lupe. We out of here for the records. Y'all already know what it is.
Yeah. Hey, TJ. I remember back in the day, we used to be having them talks about chicks talking about we shy niggas. But I had to hit them with the remix. Check this out. It's a lot of people grilling, wanna be like me. Cock is puffy, you know I do it B.I.G. You look kinda young, girl, let me see ID. Then I meet you and your best friend in VIP. Nowadays, side chicks rolling pack like ballet. I be on my toes for that. I could be up in the streets, but I chose to rap. One fling, no ring, girl, you know the fact. M.O.B. the model, they get nothing. Like laundry day, they be trying to dig in pockets. I'm just speaking facts, the shit ain't stopping. And dudes feeding into it, the shit ain't popping. It's about time I expose it. Fresh when I slide like babies when I'm strolling. You can't stay tonight, you know how I'm rolling. You a side chick, hit the roads, what I told her. Girl, you look good, won't you come and meet me in VIP? I'm about this cash, yeah, that bag, I do it B.I.G. You got a man, but he whack, you just my P.Y.G. You not my chick, just a side chick, oh yeah, it's M.O.P. Hey yo, chicks talk grown, but most with games, three companies, so I threw them both in the range. Well known everywhere, most know my name, your man ain't nothing, yeah I got toes for lame. No breakfast, stones on the necklace, now she on the arm trying to slide on the guest list. Her name crossed off the check list, straight out the back door, next step exit. She think I'm paying for a facelift. I don't see that, like niggas in a spaceship. Get your mind right, you stuck in the matrix. Trying to keep it real, so it's back to the basics.
Back to the basics.
Listen, my bullshit is your fragrance. All I do is ball, but you foul like a flagrant. You can't stay tonight, you know how I'm rolling. You a side chick, hit the roads, what I told her.
Girl, you look good, won't you come and meet me in VIP? I'm about this cash, yeah, that bag, I do it B.I.G. You got a man, but he whack, you just my P.Y.T. You not my chick, just a side chick, oh yeah, it's M.O.B.